The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
It's become an age-old tradition. Next week, WA school leavers will jump in their cars to make the pilgrimage to various holiday hotspots around the state. Understandably, there may be a lot of anxious parents eagerly awaiting their return. But what can they do to help keep their teenagers safe, especially on WA's country roads? The founder of Happiness Co, Julian Pace, has spoken to thousands of school kids around WA for RAC's Project Road Smart, and he has some advice for parents. Thanks for joining us, Julian.
Good morning, Ben. How are you, mate?
Oh, very good, thank you. And so what are the conversations parents should be having with their kids this week before leavers?
Oh, mate, I think that there's a lot of excited Year 12s obviously going to that next chapter of their life, but also a lot of nervous parents. And I think one of the greatest things is just to bring a bit of awareness to the process. So over the last year or so, we've worked with a lot of teens and we've asked them questions. What's the hardest thing to say to your parents? I love you, I need help, or I'm sorry. And 90% of them said the hardest thing to say to their parents is they need help. Mm. So what we're encouraging parents to speak to their kids about is not the fear of making a mistake, but the power of actually calling them, checking in on them, and saying it's okay if they've made a choice that maybe hasn't been a choice that they want to make, but not getting in trouble for it, but actually reinforcing that it's okay to make them. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So basically, instead of, you know, this, the stereotypical image of the parent sort of browbeating the kid saying, you will not do this, do not do that, instead having a sort of an open conversation that it's, you know, they would rather the child comes to them if they're a problem, don't feel that they can't and they have to deal with it themselves. And hopefully it might in that way prevent kids getting into problems that they can't get their way out of.
Absolutely, and we've seen that with the permission to be brave enough to speak about how you feel and treat them like adults. So, but also reinforce what we call positive self-esteem. So, the good qualities that make them amazing, that they're incredible kids and they're kind and they're loving, and most importantly, they can save a friend's life. Like really, really reinforce the great things that you love about them. But also understanding that we've all been through peer pressure, and I think sometimes parents forget the power of peer pressure when you're young. Mm. Because as we grow up, Ben, your life changes a little bit, you have a different perspective. But for them, peer pressure is huge, which is fitting in with their peers. So what we talk to our young teenagers about is like, well, you're going to take risks because the adolescent brain is designed to. But how about you take healthy risks? So when you're down there, have some fun. You know, let your hair down. It's been an incredibly stressful 12 months for students across WA and across the world, actually. But rather than the fear of making a poor choice and getting in trouble, encourage the benefits of making good choices too.
And can you give us an idea, you mentioned self-esteem, how that can influence risk-taking behaviour?
It's huge, it really is. So you think about if you like who you are, you're more willing to say no. So we know that when you feel good about yourself, you make better choices, fundamentally. So I like who I am and I'm willing to say no, I'm willing to stick up for someone. So we try and really instill self-esteem as the catalyst for change. Because if you don't like who you are and someone says, oh, jump in the car, let's go down to the go down to Macca's and you've all been drinking, and you say no and then they tease you, then you jump in the car. So self-esteem is about really building that value on self. Ultimately, how do I see myself? Do I like myself? And we keep talking to students about really building the ability to be brave to save a life. And we give them this real quick technique to use when they're away. So it's called to spot it, stop it, and swap it. So when you spot you may be in a risk-taking behavior that may be dangerous to your friends, you got to spot it. So maybe it's when you're driving, you're thinking about driving, or someone's asking you to drive. Then you got to stop it and say, actually, this is not a good decision, and then you actually got to swap it completely. So something they can remember when they're, I guess, away down south, having a great time reflecting on their year, that it's okay to have fun. And remember, as well, Ben, these kids have been told their whole life what to do, where to go, what time to go to bed, what time to be home. There's a sense of freedom that comes with going down south and a bit of responsibility as well.
Mm. And as far as trends go, are kids any different now in the way that they approach this type of risky behaviour than they were 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Or are they getting more savvy around it?
I think they're definitely getting better at understanding the power of peer pressure and mental health. Like, I was just having a conversation with my best mate this morning. I didn't reckon I heard the word mental health until I was 20. Mm. Like, and I'm 33 years old now, so 20 years old is when I first heard about mental health, anxiety, depression, all these things, these factors, self-esteem. But these young men and women are growing up to understand the power of how they feel about themselves and how that determines so much of their choices. And you just look about all this, you know, this controversy about Facebook and Instagram. And if you look into any of that research, we show the damning statistics around the power of wanting to fit in. And sometimes you'll make a poor choice to fit in over a good choice and not be liked.
Yeah, I think we see it over and over again. All right, well, I'm going to let you go. But before I do, can you give us your top tips for parents and kids as we head towards leavers?
Yeah, I would say have the hard conversation. So hard conversation, easy life. And I was speaking to some parents last week. They said this. Oh, no, we haven't had the conversation with our kids yet because they're good kids. And I said, absolutely, regardless of what you think about your kids and your young adults, have the conversation with them anyway. Top tip for parents, check in via text message for your kids. Have a process to check in every day so you know they're safe and not sitting there worrying, and maybe in the morning or maybe in the afternoon, but a check-in call. And as I said, make that conversation really, really positive about self-esteem and about the great choices. And the last tip I'll give you is give them something to look forward to when they get back. So don't just make the whole time about leavers. Hey, when you get back, we're going to do this. Or when we get back, we're going to do that. And give them something exciting to look forward to when they come home.
That last one is actually a brilliant idea. My daughter's only 9 years old, but I'm going to see if I can use that in some way. Brilliant stuff, mate. And we want all those kids to get home safe. Julian Pace, founder of The Happiness Co., great to speak with you.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you.